its current state on 90.5 WKAR. It is Friday, and that makes it a Live Music Friday. Our guest today has been Alex Mendenhall. Alex is a Mason native. He studied here at Michigan State, studied anthropology, as it turns out. And he's been on the local music scene here for quite some time. Let's hear Alex perform We've Come So Far.
Out of my back porch waiting for the sun to go on down. I can hear the birds singing, I can hear them make their sound. All at once all the peace is shattered by a jet plane overhead. And down the road with the speakers blaring comes a rusty old flatbed. People say that we're making progress and I may stand alone, but to me nothing seems progressive about a selfie and sepia tone. Looking out at the world around us through liquid crystal displays, we don't see how the world is changing, we don't read what the signs say. Cause there was a time that we lived in harmony, but we can't see the forest cause we cut down all the trees. And there was time and we wished upon a star, but now the city lights are shining. Yet you say we've come so far. Glaciers melting when the sea level on the rise. Mother Nature is begging for help, but we ignore her cries. Will you go on living in our same old human ways? But before we know it, well, it might just be too late. Cause there was a time that we lived in harmony, but we can't see the forest cause we cut down all the trees. And there was a time that we wished upon a star, but now the city lights are shining. And you say we've come so far.
Alex Mendenhall here on Live Music Friday on WKAR's current state is called We've Come So Far. Welcome, Alex.
Good
to meet you.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
You sounded really good today.
Thank you.
A lot of energy for first thing in the morning. You studied anthropology at Michigan State University. How did anthropology and music, was that a, did they coexist comfortably or what?
That was not intentional. I can say that. I started anthropology just because of my love for history. And I didn't start playing music until during my freshman year at MSU. So they just kind of happened separately. And after graduation, I decided that this was my passion and I've been going for it ever since.
Degree in anthropology, though.
Correct.
What do you do with a degree in anthropology?
Well, it's very broad.
You apply to grad school, right?
You apply to grad school, absolutely. And Michigan State actually has a thing at the with the anthropology department where you can't go to grad school here. Because they want a diversified approach, so you have to go somewhere else.
I did not know that.
Or else I probably would have gone to grad school. So,
But you're throwing everything you've got at music.
Yeah, I am. Yep, I've been doing it full time for. I quit my job about a year and a half ago, so it's been full time ever since.
Introduce your rhythm section to us.
Yeah, yeah. My drummer here is myself. I do I do foot percussion. So I've got a cajon that I play with a bass drum pedal, and then a tambourine that I play with another bass drum pedal.
So you watch Alex perform, and basically it's your heels that hit. Well, you got a pedal for each heel.
Correct.
And the left heel hits the cajon, kind of a bass drum kind of thud. And what's on the right heel?
It's a tambourine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So. I suppose, you were a chronic foot tapper
yep.
probably growing up as a kid, so you had a built-in percussion section just ready
yes.
to go.
And I was in marching band, so it's kind of like marching in place.
Ah. Last month, you toured out east for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
You had gigs in New York City, and you had gigs in cottage towns like Chapel Hill and Morgantown, West Virginia. Were they your first solo gigs? Because I know you've been in a band and you've been in a duo before.
Yeah.
Were these your first solo gigs?
I had done solo gigs before I joined the duo Rachel and Alex. So these were my first out-of-state solo gigs and some of the first ones that I'd done in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now that you've been in a band and you've been in a duo and you've played some solo gigs, you're putting together a band to play your songs for the first time. What's that like?
I haven't played. I've only played with one of the members so far, but I'm excited to hear my music take on a new shape and add some new sounds to it. So this is the first time that I've ever tried to add other members to my band, which is
so
cool.
You were part of Rachel and Alex, and
correct.
You were part of a band called Coolidge.
Yeah.
What kind of music did Coolidge do?
Coolidge was actually we are still sort of playing together. It was actually a family band. With my stepdad and sister and uncles. So we did a lot of classic rock and oldies, and I played saxophone and accordion and stuff in that. So that was
really
a lot of fun.
But you have had this urge, I guess, to write your own stuff. How many songs have you written so far?
I don't know. I've done two EPs, which were both 8 songs each. And then I'm working on my newest one. So I'd say somewhere around 50. And not all of them are good.
What's that like, deciding, yeah, this belongs on the CD, no, this doesn't belong on the CD?
This is actually the first time that I've written many more songs than I need for a CD. So before I was kind of writing to the CD, and this time I'm trying to write as many good songs as I can, and then pick the best to be on the CD, which
you
I
must
think is a
really
better idea.
Have to be critical, though.
Yes.
I mean, in a way, they're all your babies.
Right,
but you gotta say, yeah, you're a keeper and you're not.
That's some of that just comes from playing songs out and hearing how crowds respond.
Alex Mendenhall has been joining us here. He's been providing the live music here on Current State's Live Music Friday tonight. See and hear Alex perform at Fabiano's Riverhouse Grill in Portland. He'll also sing at the Foods for Living tent sale in East Lansing on Sunday. Alex Mendenhall plays us out on WKAR's Current State.
It was the sound of your ghost.